and there was a full basement underneath.
You called, now tell me the rooms in this house.
The one by the front door is a parlor. That is my grandmother Flynn's parlor furniture out of her parlor. And it is, I love grandmother very much and I enjoyed her parlor and I loved her furniture and I have recreated her parlor, although hers was large and had red flocked wallpaper and lace curtains and a white fur rug and the tall ceilings and the chandelier. It's the same.
What's the difference between a living room and a parlor?
We're living in the living room. It's more informal. And I do sit in the parlor, and lots of times when someone comes, we'll have a cup of tea in there. I first suggested that you do your interviewing in there because it was more private, and then I decided that you wouldn't find the chairs too comfortable for a long time. They're Victorian.
That would have been okay, but the thing that interested me that you said about that, that I thought was very, that was very significant, you thought that Mrs. Hill might be less comfortable.
Yes, I felt that she would be more comfortable in the informal atmosphere of the living room rather than in the formal atmosphere of the parlor.
That's good. So you think of it. Now, did your grandmother have a living room as well as the parlor?
Mm-hmm.
And the parlor was more formal.
The parlor was closed, and we went into the parlor on special occasions, and on Christmas the Christmas tree was in the parlor, and this sort of thing.
Did in any of the houses you've lived in, or your parents or grandparents lived in, have any of these houses have a separate kitchen? As a separate building, separate from the house.
I think Grandmother McReynolds' house probably had. It was connected to the house for the time I can remember it. But that was a very old house, and it still had the slave quarters, which were used for a wash house and a storage and this, that, and the other. And I imagine that the kitchen had been separate because it was a separate L and could easily have been connected to the house, and there had been changes in the house from time to time.
Now, I just wondered if it had a special name.
I don't know if it did. If it did, it would have been. I know what you're thinking about is a summer kitchen.
Yes.
There was a house here in Maryville that had one.
They did use the term summer kitchen, though, in this
and
part of
the And they cooked out there in the summer because it was too hot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I was looking for, but I've been very interesting.
I've only known of one.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that. I haven't gotten a single instance of that. Now the rooms in this house, what...
Well, starting down the hall there, there's the guest bathroom and the guest room, and this little room we call the atrium bedroom. It's a room where I work, got my typewriter in there, I put up the sewing machine, the knitting machine, what I want to. But it does have a trundle bed under a sofa, and it has curtains and so forth, and so when the children are here, I can make it into a bedroom that's very comfortable and acceptable. So it's sort of dual purpose, and then going on back, there's the master bathroom and dressing room and the master bedroom. And this, of course, is the living room, dining room, and then there's the kitchen and the laundry and the cat's room. And then outside, Bill has a workshop.
So what's the cat's room? Is that?
It's the room where the cats live.
Uh-huh.
Our cats have cages in their room, and it also has a sink for water supply. It has a drain and a floor.
That's great.
They have their draperies with the cat design on them, so forth.
Well, it isn't so strange. My sister has my sister and the brother-in-law both work, and they have a cat and a dog, and they cat and dog get along, and they have a room, and they have the room papered. You know, it's really he was talking about how high the ceiling is. You'd say, "How about this room ceiling?" And he'd say, "Oh, the ceiling is."
I don't really know. It's probably a little over 8 feet.
Okay. And the smoke goes up the
chimney.
And the part that extends out on the floor
is the hearth.
And the part, the two things that hold the logs in place.
And irons. We don't have any.
And you don't have one of these either. The thing that goes across the top of the fireplace.
The mantles. No, we don't have mantles. We deliberately did not build them.
Now, do you ever call that, do you remember your parents or grandparents calling it anything other than the mantle?